Hey, stone. The dogs walked up the long hill up from the beach, and now they were almost by the monolith, Heje. It was beginning to grow dark. "What is a monolith?" whispered Semlan to Stella. She didn't want to talk so loudly because it felt very exciting. "A monolith is a big stone that someone has been placed in a hole. It is in a place where something special has happened a very long time ago," Stella explained. "Fantastic," whispered Semlan, so quietly that she could hardly hear it herself. "This nice monolith is the tallest one in the country," said Stella. "Its first name is Heje, and its last name is Stone. Heje Stone."
"But look, it's moving. It looks like it's dancing. It is saying something. Stella, can you hear it?"
"Yes, actually."
"This must be a magic stone," whispered Stella, with the biggest eyes she had ever had.
"Feel free to dance with me," said Heje Stone with a deep voice.
"What? Wow? Yeah, sure, we'd love to dance," whispered Semlan in the dark. And so Stella and Semlan danced around Heje Stone at full speed. Heje was singing in his bass voice, and the dog cousin was singing along.
"This is a lot of fun," said Heje Stone. "Imagine if everyone could dance around me and laugh and sing a little tune. You know that when there is a full moon and someone has been dancing, you can stroke your hand against my rock heart slowly and very softly and then make a wish."
"What can we wish for?" Semlan was asking, looking at Heje Stone.
"Just about anything," Heje Stone explained.
"There really is a full moon tonight," said Stella.
"How can you tell?" asked Semlan.
"Then you can see all of the man in the moon with his eyes, nose and mouth. It is completely round and as big as a beach ball."
"Look up there," said Stella and pointed to the man in the moon with her paw.
They both looked up to the sky and were blinded by the moonlight.
"Then we can stroke with our paws."
"You do it," said Stella, trembling a little bit. "I will do it some other time."
"Are you afraid?" asked Semlan.
"No, it just feels a bit magic," said Stella, bowing at Heje Stone.
Then Heje Stone bowed too, all the way to the ground and said, "I don't do this very often, but if I like the person who has been dancing a lot, then it will happen," whispered Heje Stone. There was an echo of the word all the way to the Mulo Mountain.
"It's fantastic to see a stone bow so beautifully and smoothly," said Semlan impressively.
Semlan slowly walked up and stroked her paw across the heart of the stone, which was so soft, and then she made a wish. There on the stone, the text slowly emerged. Stella read it to Semlan. "You can have as much as you'd like. You can have as much as you like."
"What did you wish for?" asked Stella.
"For me to have as much food as I would like tomorrow," said Semlan, looking very hungry. Semlan and Heje Stone both looked very content. Stella was wondering why Semlan had not wished for anything very nice, but she knows that Semlan thinks that food is the best thing there is, apart from all her friends, of course. They both waved goodbye to Heje Stone and said goodnight.
"Good night," said Heje Stone, so that there was an echo in all of Mulom, all the way to the Ingeland Mountains.
"Why don't you also try to dance a few laps, sing a little tune, stroke your hand against the stone, and wish for something nice? It might work, even if there is no full moon, and if you are a real pally. Maybe Heje Stone will bow just for you."